welcome to episode 58 of the Family Podcast Network, helping you work with your tough kids and even those that aren't, coming at you from Tuscola, Texas, home and headquarters of the Family Podcast Network. I'm your host, Trey Gibson. Guys, just as a disclaimer, I've been sick this week, and so anyway, my wife gave me some medication today that, it worked. However, the one thing that I have noticed, there have been some side effects to that medication. Some of that has been some stuffy ears and some other things and a little bit of loopiness. So, I'm doing okay. I'm fine. It shouldn't be an issue. But I decided today would be a good day for the topic, like just like this. Required a little bit less thinking, a little bit more fun, a little bit more enjoying, entertaining to it. So, topic for today is going to be 25 things you didn't know about Trey. Kind of a conglomeration of several different things, and we'll hit them here in just a minute. A little bit about Trey, where I come from, who I am, what I do, and just kind of some of the quirks about me. Before we get into that, guys, consider signing up for our episode email notification. All that is just a little bit of a notification, and when you sign up to it, you'll get email notifications of any time new episodes go up. If I have, like, even FamZoo, whenever I put up my review on them, anytime I put out something new like that and I blog it, it'll pop up in your email. And real easy, real simple stuff. It's not hard. There will be a sign-up box here below and in the right sidebar over here for you to do that. You have all the way up until this Friday, which is going to be the 23rd. That'll be March 23rd. You have your ability to. If you sign up for that email notification, then you will enter yourself into a drawing for a free giveaway of Elizabeth Pantley's The No Cry Solution to Discipline. That book is one of the most comprehensive books I have found about discipline and relationship in general. It is excellent. I study this stuff for a living and still walked out away reading her book going, wow, I've got more to learn. So, great book. You want this book, so sign up for that. Easy, free way. You don't have to pay a dime for it, and you can get to be a part of that. Our partner of the day today is Burpee Gardening, and I have loved Burpee for years. I have used them quite a bit, and I've always recommended their stuff, and they're burpee.com. It's B-U-R-P-E-E.com, and anyway, they're a gardening website. I say, Trey, what the heck does affiliate links to gardening have anything to do with parenting? I would say everything. Gardening has been a wonderful way for our family to work together, to get outside, to get them away from the Wii, which my son just loves, get them doing something that we can do together. Even my little two-year-old loves to come in the garden and help Daddy pick muslin and lettuce and all that other good stuff. She loves to be a part of that. Your kid will too, so I always recommend that. I just got an update today that for FPN listeners, they're offering a three-day special that you can save $5 off 30, $10 off 50, or $20 off 75. And so anyway, it's an amazing little deal that I recommend you get yourself in on. They're almost always offering different kinds of stuff that you can get deals and savings through them. So check them out. Go click on the affiliate link over here on the right side. If you jump over there and you buy something, that will whatever you do, I will get a little bit, maybe make some money off of it. Won't cost you any extra thing. Just helps us keep some more revenue flowing in for FPN. Then also, if you look up here in the parenting resources page at the top, you can also go check out Burpee and read a little bit of my segment on them. We've been using them for years, probably about the last 4 or 5 years we've been using them. They're wonderful folks, so go check them out. So let's move into our topic today. Normally this is where I would have fun facts about Trey, but really this is going to be pretty much what all day today is going to be about. So topic for today is 25 things that you didn't know about Trey. So we're just going to have a little bit of fun with that. This is just going to be kind of a segment where we're going to talk about 25 different things. Some of them are serious, some of them are funny, and some of them are quirky. And in reality, I think they're all kind of funny in some way. But there's a little bit about you guys to say, okay, I want to know a little bit about this guy who sits there and pumps out these podcasts. And so here's your opportunity. So with no further ado, we're going to get into our topic for today, 25 things you didn't know about Trey. Number one. In high school, I was in one-act play where I would get best actor. I have always been a ham. That's why I've never had a problem talking with people. I've never had a problem being open and energetic and talking with people. One of the reasons why I can run a podcast with no formal education in doing that kind of communication and marketing so efficiently. I'm a really good talker. Anyway, when I was in high school, I always signed up for one-act play. I always loved it. I always typically got the main acting role. truthfully, not because I was better than anybody else, but just because I was such a ham and I had no problems in being in front of people. And so what was my favorite role? Probably would have been when I played Petruchio in Taming of the Shrew. One of my favorite years. We advanced very far, and we wound up losing to another team that, truthfully, in all person, I mean, just my personal opinion, I didn't feel like any of their actors could have acted their way out of a paper bag. But they won and proceeded and finally advanced further than we did because it was a totally authentic, written by one of the teachers at the school. It was their one-act play. And so, anyway, we didn't advance any further, but... anyway, loved doing that kind of thing in high school. Number two, I have been slapped only one time in my life. And funny enough, it actually hurt. It actually happened in the previous one-act play installment of Petruchio. When I was Petruchio for Taming of the Shrew, there's one particular scene where Petruchio gets slapped and by the main characters. Anyway... Our first one-act firm performance happened so fast, we never got the opportunity to perfect our fake slap. Man, so we didn't know what to do, so we slapped for real. And I went the entire rest of that performance of doing that one-act play scenes with just a giant red handprint on the left side of my face. And you could even see it on the old camera. And this was back before digital, so this is back when it was recorded on VHS tape. And you could still see it, even with that low quality, and I always found that funny. Number three, I used to be a PC guy, now I am a Macker. I'll be honest, I went the entire first 28 years of my life a PC guy. I've always been a PC guy. We started out with an IBM. We've had IBMs all throughout my life, and then once all the other programmers started coming out with their own computers and kicking out their own hardware, I mean, then we went to Dells, and we went to, you know, stuff that we would build, but we've always had PC window-based software at our houses. And my parents fell in love with Macs quite a while back. I first started getting in touch with it when I was issued an iPhone at one of the last jobs that I was at. Fell in love with their software. We actually wound up getting a hold of a Mac, and I fixed the screen was cracked on it, so I replaced the screen myself. And, you know, we liked it pretty good. It was obviously an older computer. So finally, whenever I decided that I was going to start turning Family Podcast Network into a serious business, I went ahead and asked for a Mac for Christmas. And sure enough, I got an Apple MacBook Pro. And I have been unequivocally impressed. Am I going to say that I think that PC is bad or crap? No, I don't think that. However, having used this for what I've needed to use it for this long, and I have learned kind of the ins and out quirks, Macs and PCs really are very similar, but the way they do things are just very different. And so you get the same result out of each one of them. It's just each one of them has different vernacular and whatnot. And so once you really learn that, I have really fallen in love with Mac. I love its automation. And whenever you're trying to do a podcast by yourself and run a web business by yourself, automation can be a very beautiful thing. So now I do officially call myself a Macker. I don't think that Mac is as stodgy as the commercials on Apple's making them show. But anyway, that's a whole other story. Number four, kind of a quirky one. My son is a huge lover of Toy Story. So he has the Buzz Lightyear and the Woody doll, and he absolutely loves it. Funny story about the Woody before I tell you all the quirk. He came in one day and he'd shoved his Woody doll into his underwear, and he walked in and they pointed at it and looked, said, "Dad, look at my Woody." He still hasn't lived that one down. But anyway, so he's got this Woody doll, right? And so he'll sometimes leave it like in the living room. And so I'll have him cleaning up the living room with me, and I'll grab it and I'll see it and I'll take that Woody doll. Since I've seen Toy Story, I cannot throw that Woody doll into the room onto something without feeling guilty as though I actually threw the real Woody. So, for whatever reason, I know he's not real. I know reality says, but there is some part of me that I cannot throw him anymore thanks to that movie, because I'm like, what if he is real and I just threw him across the room? Number five, my garden is actually bigger in square footage than my house. True story. We haven't actively been gardening this last few months because, you know, we just haven't been sure what was going to happen with the, you know, the advent of what happened with my last job, moving into finding a new job. We just didn't know if we were going to be here, if we were going to be moving to Virginia. So we didn't actively pursue the garden this year. However, many of my plants bolted, which means they went to seed and they dropped the seed. So a lot of them are coming back up now just on their own. It's been kind of fun. We've got a lot of muslin, a lot of lettuce out there. that we have to pick. And so it's been kind of fun. But my garden is actually bigger in square footage than my house. So, number six. I'm going to be careful with this one. Don't freak out when you hear this one at first. Give me a minute to explain. I consider myself a modern-day prepper or a family preppedness type guy. Now, what I say with that is I don't mean the crazy whack jobs or anything like that. I'm not talking like that, but I like to be prepared for stuff. We have bags in our house for if, like, a fire comes through. We've got a bag that if I can grab it or if my wife is here, we can just grab it and get in our car and leave. And we've got everything that we need to have a three-day overnight stay anywhere. Some people call it a 72-hour bag. But we've got that ready to go for us and our kids in the event that we have an emergency and have to evacuate. Just boom, like that. So I like to be prepared. I keep a medical trauma bag in my car for accidents that I could stumble across. For those of you that are wondering, yes, I did go get CPS certified and trained, AED, all that other good jazz. The Red Cross. I like to keep just spare supplies in the car for anything that we might need, whether it be rain ponchos. I just like to be prepared for just about anything that I can. So I enjoy doing stuff like that. Number seven, my favorite movie of all time, Black Hawk Down. I've been sick this last weekend, and so I've been spending a lot more time on my Bohunkus than I typically prefer. But one of the things that I've done is I've watched Black Hawk Down probably twice now this weekend. Love that movie. I enjoy it over and over and over. Don't get me wrong. I don't sensationalize war. I think war is a nasty, rough thing. However, sometimes I think it does. It is precipitated and quite necessary. But more than just that, I like to watch the camaraderie between the men, the connections that are formed. And then also, I just like military stuff as well. I don't think I've ever made that a mystery here on this website. So, anyway, Black Hawk Down, probably my favorite movie of all time. Number eight, some of this, I figured this one would be interesting to you guys and maybe even somewhat relieving. Number eight, when I first married my wife, I was horrible with kids. I was horrible. Had no idea how to handle them. I mean, if somebody handed me a kid, I treated the kid like they were the dirty diaper. I didn't want to hold them, didn't want to touch them, didn't want to mess with them, didn't know how to hold them. I mean, I treated them like some fine china or something that if I squeezed them too hard, I'd pop them. And I was horrible with kids. I didn't know how to talk with them. I didn't know how to engage them. I didn't know how to do anything with them. And I recognized that, and I hated it, because I'm the kind of guy, I like to be prepared. I like to know what to do and how to do it. So that was whenever I took it on myself to start studying, researching, making it a part of my collegiate goals. I took classes on it, and read books, etc., and just learned everything that I could about how do you connect with people, how do you connect with little kids, how do you build relationships with them, which ultimately led me to taking different kinds of parenting classes to the point where I was teaching them. So, anyway, I thought that was kind of a neat tidbit that you guys might prefer. And why am I saying all this? I want you to imagine, if you follow along with Family Podcast Network, you can have those same experiences too, to where you come home and your kids listen to you and they do what you ask them to and they're open and they talk to you and they like being around you and you like being them. You can go even from horrible to the best. It is possible for you. It is possible for one of your friends that you need to refer them to the Family Podcast Network. And I want everybody to experience that because it is as awesome as it sounds. So anyway, number nine. I drink my coffee straight black. Absolutely true, man. When I first got into marrying my wife, man, oh gosh, I didn't drink coffee. And my wife drank a lot of coffee. And so when I first got into it, I would drink coffee like just where it was more sugar with coffee in it, I had cream and I'd have sugars and just anything. I mean, so that was the way I did it. And as I got older, really, with my first kid, I didn't drink much coffee with Hannah. And then when Grant came along, I was like, well, we'll drink a little bit just to kind of help keep me awake. But when that third kid came along, the gloves came off and I started drinking coffee. And now for about the last year, I drink it just straight black, straight up, no cream, no sugar, no nothing. And that's the way, I like it. Number 10, while most people want to vacation at like beaches and whatnot, my wife, Corey, and I, we always want to go to historical places. Like, a dream vacation for me would be going down to see the Aztec ruins. Oh my gosh, that would be so cool. I've always wanted to go to Gettysburg. I've always had a fascination with the Battle of Gettysburg. I just think that is so cool, neat piece of American history. I would love to go to the pyramids. I just think that kind of thing would be neat. Neat. The Hanging Gardens, all that different kind of stuff. Anything that has, history behind it. My wife and I frequently stop at, like, historical sites just to read what the historical stuff is. We did that with one of them we found just locally here in town, and we just loved it. So, we love history. Number 11, kind of a funny one. I have always wanted to buy a house with a hidden bookshelf door. Serious as a heart attack. I've always wanted a house that had, like, hidden passageways and one of those bookshelf doors that you could swing open and get in and then hide in. I just think those things are cool. Ever since I saw them on TV as a little kid, I was just like, ooh. So, anyway, one day I plan on having a house and we're going to build a fake bookshelf door that we can go in and hide in secret passageways just because I think it's neat. Number 12, I love jerky in African biltong. I grew up eating deer jerky. I always loved it. I love meat. I mean, I always tell people that, like, my wife has a sweet tooth, but I've always had a meat tooth. I love eating meat. And so jerky's a great way to have meat that slows me down because it's so chewy. Anyway, I've always had jerky. I was recently exposed through a website online to African biltong. Very skeptical over whether or not this would work because it involved apple cider vinegar. And I kept imagining it coming out tasting like vinegar. But man, we made our first batch. Holy smokes. The pieces that turned out were amazing. Problem was, I used too much salt whenever I was trying to cure the outside with salt. And I oversalted it. You're supposed to use rock salt, and instead I used kosher salt, which was another thing that people recommended. But because of that, more salt square surface was touching the meat. I oversalted several pieces significantly. So anyway, I love African biltong now. From now on, I'll probably make biltong from this point on rather than jerky because it was just so good, so fast, and tasted so wonderful. Number 13, when I was a kid, I memorized all of the entire movie of Back to the Future. As weird as it may sound, I really did. I loved that movie as a kid. I loved the DeLorean. I thought Michael J. Fox was the Fly. I just thought that was the coolest movie in the world. And having a stainless steel DeLorean, I always wanted a DeLorean as a kid. In the town that I lived in, Snyder, Texas, they actually had a bank, and I think they still have it, but they had a gold-plated DeLorean there. And it was so funny. It was my favorite movie. I always wanted to go there, and as a kid, I never went. And it wasn't until I came through later that I finally went in and got a chance to look at it later in life. But, just kind of a funny story there. But I love Back to the Future so much, I actually recorded it, and then I would play it on cassette tapes whenever we'd go on trips, and I did it so many times that I memorized the entire movie, no joke. Number 14, I always wanted to be a fighter pilot. I loved jets as a kid. You talk about that fascination for military. It's been around as long as I can remember. I always loved jets. I always remember Top Gun and the F-14 Tomcat. And I thought, oh, and then I remember the F-16 Falcon. And then they had the F-18 Hornet. And I wanted to fly all of those bad boys. And I got to be honest, I still have a fascination for them. I still love the new F-22 Raptors. The F-35s. I think they're cool. I've always wanted to be a fighter pilot. Now, I don't as much want to be a fighter pilot, a fixed wing aircraft, but I have always wanted to get my helicopter license. And you guys mark my words, I eventually will have my helicopter's license, and I'm even going to buy myself a helicopter. Y'all mark my words. Some of you guys are chuckling out there, but I'm telling you, I'm putting myself in a position. I will have myself a chopper and a pilot's license one day. Number 15. I get irrationally irritated about two things. Two things. Here they are. Number one, whenever folks take the elevator from the second floor to the first one when they've got stairs and an escalator. We had that in a building that I used to work in. They had escalators and a stairs. And then people would ride from the second floor to the first one anyway. And I'm like, really? So we're coming up there from the 11th floor or whatnot to the 16th floor. We'd have to stop at the second just to take somebody down one floor. And I'm like, dude, you could have walked down the elevator, down the escalator. You don't even have to walk down steps if you don't want to. Just take the escalator down and you could have been down on the first floor. So it's irrational. I know there's probably some good reasons for why people wouldn't do that sometimes. But it's just one of my things. Number two, Number two thing that I get irrationally irritated at is when people pull out in front of me driving when there's nobody behind me. Now, I understand empathically if I put myself in their shoes, they probably didn't see there wasn't anybody behind me. Maybe they were in a super rush. I don't know. But I get really irritated with that. Hate it when people pull out in front of me when there's nobody behind me. Number 16. When I started college, my very first focus that I was going to go is I was going to go into theater arts. I got into theater arts, and I don't know if that's general across all folks that are in theater arts. Probably not. But at least the ones at the school that I went to, they were just weird. I mean, like, another degree weird. And I've always been kind of a nerd. I like Star Trek and, you know, and just stuff like that. But these folks took it to a whole nother degree of what the heck. And I was sat through a class one, and I knew right then. I was like, oh no, this is not my folks. So then I went over to computer programming, and then I realized take all of the weird. At least I'm not saying this about everybody, but take all the weirdness that I experienced in theater arts, and then you add kind of this arrogance that folks had as like they were super whiz bang smart. And in reality, most of them weren't. There was a couple of them that were really brilliant, but most of them weren't all that smart. But they had this arrogance, like, we're computer programmers. We're quite intelligent and smart. And so they were just kind of jerks. So I got out of that, and then finally, I landed in psychology. Actually, really, I landed in, I think, liberal arts, which was the fancy word for, I don't have a crapping clue what I'm doing here. And then I did that for a couple years before I finally landed in psychology and thought, aha, this is my field. So, anyway, didn't know when I first got out that's what I wanted to do. It took a little while. Number 17, I had a truck and a dirt bike in high school, which just should be every, at least where I went to school at, that was every high schooler's dream. However, my favorite car was a Saturn sedan. Out of the dirt bikes and the four-wheel drive truck that I had, my favorite vehicle was my Saturn sedan. That sucker drank more oil than it did gas. But let me tell you, that car was awesome. Man, we went off-roading in it. I dragged trucks out of the mud with it. I had more fun in that stinking car that you couldn't turn the air conditioner on without overheating the engine. But I had more fun in that car than just almost any other vehicle that I had. Wonderful car. Number 18, I drink a ton of green tea. I love green tea. I love to drink it. Part of it, I just think it tastes good. But second off, I also read the research article the other day that said they can connect lower cancer rates in folks who drink more green tea. So there's a medicinal purpose behind it as well. But I just like it. And I love green tea, especially now that I podcast. I almost always keep a cup of, like, anytime you've heard an episode, at least one or two that you've heard, I guarantee it. I've had a cup of green tea right there, and if you're kind of a long pause, that's often me getting a drink of green tea, because it also keeps my throat wet, and it keeps you from coughing during that, because sometimes, like tonight, I'm recording two episodes at a time, and so my voice will get strained after a while of talking, especially if I get real animated, so often you'll hear that, me drinking some green tea. Number 19, I still think that the iPhone is the best invention ever. And I know some of you guys are out there with your Androids, getting them out, getting all puffed up and bowing your chest. And I hear you. I know there's other great pieces of tech. But I just think, and really maybe I should just generalize the smartphone in general. So that it can encompass, you know, your Blackberries, your iPhones, your Android devices, your WebOS stuff, and all that other good jazz. Because I am just amazingly impressed at what all I can do with my iPhone. And, I mean, I've got apps on there that when I have a podcast topic, I just type it in and then hit save, and then it syncs it and then drops it off on my Mac when I get home. So I've got that podcast topic sitting on there, and just, man, it's got so much cool stuff. I can talk to it now, and I've got the 3GS. I don't even have the new 4 or 4Ss, but I've got the 3GS, and I'll just tell it, you know, search. Like earlier today, I did search service. And it searched the word service, and I said define service, and I just love stuff like that. We're getting so much closer to having a Star Trek society where we talk to our computers, and that just makes me happy. Number 20, my favorite pattern. If you had like a favorite pattern, like whether it be plaid or paisley or whatever else, my favorite pattern is camos. I flippin' love camos. I love camos of all. I consider myself a pseudo camo connoisseur. I love camouflages of all types. I love Swiss camo. I like German camos. I like Canadian camo's got some great stuff. I love all of our military camos from the original Woodland all the way to the new digital, like the ACU, the Army Combat Uniform, or the RPAT. I love the Marine pattern, both their desert and their Woodland version. I just love camo. I love camo everything. I have camo stuff out the ears. And I always tell my family, it's like, if you don't know what to get me, just buy something that's got camo on it, and you're probably going to be good. Even my Christmas stocking has camo on it. I love camouflage. So, anyway, anything camo makes me happy. Number 21, I sleep with a fan on every night, no matter how cold. True story. I mean, even if it's 30 degrees outside, my wife and I will still have box fans and big old giant Vortec blowing fans. We just love air moving throughout the night. We like it super cold. We keep big old thick covers on our bed, so if we do get super cold, we pull those up. But I would rather be just in a wind tunnel and it be freezing cold and have nice big old thick blankets on than sit and sleep in hot or warm rooms. I hate that. Oh, it drives me nuts. And then it's also just the sound helps me sleep as well. Number 22, my favorite kid cereal, Fruity Pebbles. Has been, always will be. Love myself some Fruity Pebbles. I can eat that stuff all the time. Although I will make an exception for what are they called, Frosted Dinobites or something like that. I think that's like the Quaker Mills or whatever cheap edition of them too. And I can eat those as well. They used to not be good. You could tell a big difference, but they have picked up the pace with the Frosted Dinobites, which probably just means they've added more sugar now, which is not a good thing. But that's my favorite kid cereal. I love that stuff. I don't eat it very often because I've really cut sugars out of a lot of my diet, but I still love the Fruity Pebbles. Number 23, the best life decision that I have ever made, my wife and I should say, have ever made that wasn't spiritually connected. So I'm eliminating any of the spiritual and religious parts of the decisions that I've made. Excluding those, the number one best decisions that my wife and I have ever made was that we modified our finances to begin spending and living in a way that we could afford. We were not doing that up until over a year ago. We were spending lavishly. We were spending and buying things, and we had stuff, and we had internet, and we had TV, and we were paying for this, and we had two cars. And we finally looked at our finances and says, we cannot continue sustaining our funds this way. Because we're putting ourselves into humongous credit card debt when we already have huge school debt. And so we decided to begin living within our means. We cut our spending back significantly. We got rid of one car because my wife's a stay-at-home mom. We only need one. We'd like to, but we only need one. We got rid of our TV. We got rid of our internet. We cut back on everything that we could find. And let me tell you, we have been more happy this way than we've ever been before. And I recommend it too. We had Paul McGuire on a couple weeks last week, I believe, last Monday's episode from The Affluent Student. I recommend you go check out that episode. But he's actually a Dave Ramsey coach. And if you haven't ever heard of Dave Ramsey, go Google search him. But you know, he really has some principles. We don't adhere to the Dave Ramsey plan, but we adopt the majority of his belief systems into ours and cutting back. And I think he has a phrase where he says, act your wage. And we really believe in that, in acting whatever wage that you have instead of trying to spend extra. We love that. Best life decision we've ever made. Number 24, the best parenting advice that I've ever been given or that I can ever give somebody is have a good relationship with your kid. All the little techniques and the tricks and the tips, even the stuff we suggest here on FPN, doesn't work if you don't have a good relationship. There's a reason why I end every single episode with, remember, it is all about the relationships. Because that is the key to making all of this stuff work and be effective. And number last one, 25, very last one, I am a huge sucker for a good deal. You know, that was one of the things that when we talked about curving finances back, I had to do that with myself because I love good deals. If I find something that I know is a $50 product and they're selling it for $20, I'll buy it. Even if I don't feel like we have any money, I find myself just wanting to buy things anyway. I love good deals. I love getting good deals, and I'm a sucker for them. Since we've decided to move our finances to where we are, I've modified my personality on that. Doesn't mean it's changed any, but I've modified the actions that I'll take on that to deliberately avoid spending money when we don't need to be. And it's getting easier now to do that because the experiences of even, you know, we've been searching for jobs for about the last 3 months now. But we're not hurting. We've had a nice savings built up. We've been nice and bunkered in. We've curbed our spending. And it's been pretty nice. And let me tell you, that's a peace of mind that is every bit worth anything that you might have to give up. So you guys are now privy of probably 25 things that you never knew about Trey until about 30 minutes ago. So that's all that I've got for today, guys. I hope you enjoyed this. I know it wasn't parenting, but I also know it's important for you guys to know who you're talking to and know that I'm a person as well, and I'm not just a head that spouts out parenting information. And I've got stuff, I've got life, I've got quirks, I've got funny things. And it's just kind of fun when we can get together as a community and share this stuff. I would love you guys to get on Facebook, Twitter, and even post in the comment section below. What are some of your fun quirks as a parent? If you listen to this on Stitcher, or if you're listening to it through iTunes or on your iPod through the podcast, jump on over to the site. Just take a real quick minute and let me know what's one of your funny quirks or things about you. I'd love to hear those. I'd love to hear and know I'm not the only one that has them. But guys, that's all I've got for this episode of Family Podcast Network. We help you work with your tough kids and even those that aren't. Don't forget, it is all about relationships with your kids. You guys have a good day, good evening, and we'll see you guys on Wednesday.